Welcome to Roland's Good News File, brought to you by Royal LePage Don Hamilton Real Estate. I'm Roland Archer. Restaurants are an industry that has constantly had to pivot the way they offer their food in these trying times. The one tried and true method for establishments that offer it has been takeout. The history of takeout food in Canada dates back to the mid-1700s. It was around the time of Confederation that inns and alehouses began to satisfy the hunger of travelers, traders, and merchants by the way of food to go. The must-have grab-and-go item at Toronto's St. Lawrence Market in the mid-1800s was the pea meal bacon sandwich. It was thought to have been invented by William Davis, a man who ran a butcher stall at the market. It may have been Schwartz's Deli in Montreal that popularized the Montreal smoked meat sandwich, but it's likely the originator of the technique was delicatessen owner Aaron Sanft, who ran a full-page advertisement for smoked meat in 1894. In terms of desserts to go, Canada's unofficial favorite is the butter tart. Its parent is the French sugar tarts dating back to the 1600s. The first published butter tart recipe in Canada was by Mary Ethel MacLeod of Barrie, Ontario in 1900. The treat reached its peak of fame in Ontario's cottage country in the Muskokas and Kawarthas, where butter tart festivals and self-guided butter tart trails have added to the experience. The idea of the food truck is thought to have started with Nat Bailey of Vancouver, who converted his old Ford Model T into the first food truck selling hot dogs and peanuts to hungry pedestrians. There are many great places to grab takeout in your backyard. Help celebrate National Takeout Day this Thursday, April 15th, by grabbing breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or even a quick snack from one of your local restaurants offering takeout food. For more information on the campaign, go to canadatakeout.com. For Roland's Good News File, brought to you by Royal LePage Don Hamilton Real Estate, I'm Roland Archer. If you have a person or organization you think should be featured on a Good News File, go to theranch100.com and click on Roland's Good News File.